Difficulties with the mic here. Okay, you guys hear me loud and clear? Awesome. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you guys could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone is able to hear us well. Just remember, you guys, just tell all the new people in there that all they have to do is just click the reload player button right below and then click the play arrow, easy, easy peasy, and just let everybody know how to do that. Awesome. So we have a great show. Here's what we will do in the next couple of hours. Tonight we have two special guests. First is Courtney Merritt, that you all know for her current role on CMT as the daughter Pam on Working Class. Then we will bring you amazing country artist Laura Brina. Then items you didn't know you needed. Yes, very fun segment that you guys will all enjoy. Then we will bring you a list of things that you should never do. Should never do. So stay tuned to the whole show. We are going to have a blast here. So it looks like our guest has arrived. So let's see here if we can get her on. Please welcome Courtney Merritt. Courtney, you there?
Hello. Yeah, I am.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very excited to talk with you.
I am very excited to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So glad to hear that. So you have a lot of fans in the chat room right now, so let's just get started here. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us when you first started acting.
I actually first started acting at the age of 4 in theater. It was kind of a coincidence. My sister went on an audition for a play, but you had to be 7 to be part of it. For whatever reason, I decided to read along as well and got cast in it. So it was Follow That Rabbit, or a.k.a. Alice in Wonderland, and I played the Dormouse. So that was my first taste of acting, and it just kind of went from there. I did a lot of theater and then went into doing short films and student films, and then kind of broaden out to doing everything else, commercials and guest stars on TV, and finally landing an actual series regular on Working Class.
And then here you are.
Here I am. It is very exciting.
Very, very, very cool. Very, very cool. Do you remember your first performance on stage?
I do, because actually I was kind of a brat about the whole thing. I refused to rehearse the entire time, and everybody was like, they had another girl that was learning the lines. I mean, this is actually kind of terrible of me, because this other girl kind of learned the lines and thought maybe she would get to play, and then the day of the performance came up, and I was like, I got it, guys. And so I just totally, yeah, I don't know. At 4 years old, I don't know what was going through my head entirely, but nailed it.
Well, that is all that counts.
After getting there the first time and having, like, all those people watch and just react to everything, it kind of just took off from there, and I always wanted to have that.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
would you say that that is when you knew that you wanted to make a career out of acting?
Probably. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're young, there's lots of different things you think you want to do. I mean, there was a point in time where I thought I wanted to be a doctor, and then I realized I just wanted to be a doctor on TV because I was obsessed with the show ER. So, it kind of has
definitely.
Always just been like, oh, I want to do that, but no, I actually just want to pretend to do that. So, acting just kind of always been in the background, and then kind of just totally came forward. I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Absolutely. Well, good choice.
Well, thank you.
Definitely. And which do you enjoy more? Because you've done both. Which do you enjoy more, serious or more comedy roles?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like them both. I think they both just provide a different opportunity as far as an actor goes, obviously. I mean, comedy and drama are completely different. But I love getting to be a goofball and just be crazy and do the whole comedy stuff. But it's a lot of fun to get to play the dramatic roles and just really find the emotion and find that character inside of you and go places that you wouldn't normally get to go. So, it's hard to say. I don't know which one I like more ultimately. I mean, doing the sitcom right now is the best thing I've ever done. And I'm absolutely, like, just loving being on Working Class and getting to be funny every week and getting to work with such amazing people is just such an awesome experience. So right now, I guess, comedy?
Absolutely. And we see the excitement, and we could tell that you guys have a lot of fun also on set.
Oh, yeah.
And that leads to my next question, how fun is it working with all the wonderful people that you work with on Working Class?
Oh, it is amazing. Melissa Peterman is she's hilarious as a person. She's hilarious and phenomenal as an actress. She's just so insanely talented, and she treats everybody like they are part of her family. I mean, she acts like she's my mom. She's always like, what are you doing? Where are you going? I'm very overprotective, and then she just cracks everybody up. And then you have Steve Kazee, who plays Uncle Nick, and he is very funny and very nice, and he's a great person to talk to. I went to him a lot for advice, and he's just totally awesome. And then we've got Lachlan Buchanan and Cameron Castanato, who play my brothers, and they're total goofballs. Cameron is the cutest kid I've ever met, and Lachlan is hilarious and is always cracking everybody up. So it's awesome. And then Ed Asner, of course, is a legend, and totally, it's insane to get to go on beyond the same set as him every day. And Patrick Fabian is a darling, gorgeous man, wonderful to work with as well. So, yeah.
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, I love watching Working Class every Friday. It's always TiVo'd.
Well, thank you. Yay.
Yes, always. And you could tell that you guys have a lot of fun, and I just love it. You guys do a great job. And I just recently watched Bloopers, some behind the scenes,
okay.
And those are hilarious. Those are
funny. Yeah, we have a lot of good ones. Yeah.
And are there any like other funny backstage moments that weren't filmed?
Ooh, there's a lot of stuff that happened, like, before we would take... Actually, I think this was filmed, but it was filmed, like, by the cameras, because nobody knew we were still rolling, but Melissa started doing this crazy walk, like, she couldn't move her body, and she didn't know that the cameras were rolling. So for like 10 minutes, she's going on in this, doing this crazy character that can't move any of her limbs unless she lifts them up. And then like 10 minutes in, one of the camera guys is like, I just got all that. And she was like, oh no. So hopefully that'll be on the, if, let's all hope that we come out on DVD and that is in the extra features. So everybody root for DVDs.
We are definitely rooting for DVD.
very cool. Be some good stuff.
Oh, that is so funny. We have some chat room questions that we will get to here. Riley in the chat room asks, Pam's rather nerdy. Even Carly called her a mathlete. Are you anything like your character?
I could be considered nerdy. I love to read, and I was always very good at math. I don't know whether I enjoyed it or not. I just happened to excel at it. But I can always, I always have a book. I'm always reading something. I could be considered nerdy. I like a lot of stuff that maybe isn't mainstream. I think it's cool, so I don't think it's necessarily nerdy, but I'm into like sci-fi and fantasy and all that stuff, so.
Nerdy and proud. That's what I say.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Nerdy and proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then let's see here. Reba Fan for Forever asks, because you've had a lot, some guest stars already, she asks, what was it like to work with Reba on Working Class?
Ooh, that was a treat. We didn't know, like when we first started filming, we didn't know if Reba would end up being a guest star or not. We were all kind of like, oh, maybe she will, because, you know, Melissa obviously was on the Reba show. And so we all had our finger crossed, like, oh, Reba, come on. And then that one day they were like, okay, so Reba's going to be in the next episode. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh. And that was just being in the same room with her. You're like, oh, she kind of just glows. She's just, and she's so nice and so humble. You would have no idea she's this mega superstar. But she is, obviously, and she's just insanely talented and very, very, she's naturally very funny. And, it was amazing. It was such a great experience.
Definitely. And was that the first time that you met Reba?
Yeah, it was. And it was awesome because I grew up watching the Reba show. So I was like, oh, I'm standing here. Yeah.
In the flesh. That is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Awesome. That is awesome. And then, of course, you work with Ed Asner. What's it like working with him?
He is a very, very funny man. He's always coming up with crazy one-liners. He's a little bit of a dirty old man, but, like, not in an inappropriate way. He just says things that you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you just said that. definitely not necessarily PG. He's got a little mouth on him. But he's such an intelligent, wise man that's been around forever that having a conversation with him is just one of the greatest, most humbling experiences I've ever had.
Definitely. I love that on Facebook, the Hank's Head or something.
Oh, yeah, where he answers questions. That's so fantastic.
That is so
it's
cool.
It's so like him.
I love that. That is really cute.
It's awesome.
Definitely. Also, we have some other questions here. Can you tell us how different it is to do films than theater or a weekly series and how different they are from each other?
with theater, the difference between theater and doing a weekly series is, first off, I mean, the way that, like, we shoot our show, it's very much like theater. I mean, it's very, you know, everything happens in the moment and it's, you know, you run the whole scene. But the greatest part about it is that with theater, you're doing the same show weekly, which does allow you to explore the character you're playing more, but only in a certain context. Like, there's limits because obviously you're doing the same script every night. But with television, your character gets to grow and develop each episode, and that's such a crazy, awesome experience. It's like, oh, Pam is now learning to find herself as a woman a little bit more. Oh, maybe she has a crush on a boy, the kind of stuff. Which in theater, you know, if your character obviously doesn't have that, it's never going to go further. And then with film, that's a completely different experience because, you know, everything is just shot like, you know, you shoot so completely out of order. And, I mean, it's an awesome experience because you do get to have a character that you develop from beginning to end, and you get to find it the entire way. With obviously with television, you never know where your character is going to go because it keeps going. With the film,
absolutely,
you have it. So I don't know if that made
absolutely
sense. Sorry, I'm a little bit
no
all over the place with
absolutely
that. Hope
absolutely
everyone understood what I was saying.
Definitely, definitely. And today's episode was actually I think you got a boyfriend, or are you going out or something? What's going on?
I am asking to go to a Renaissance fair with an older boy. He is a college boy that I met in a study group. So whether or not it's a date or whether or not it happens, you'll have to tune in and find out.
Yeah. Yep, you'll have to tune in. Woo! I'm excited to see it. Very cool.
I guess the East Coast is probably watching right now. I'm on the West Coast, so it's early here, but it's like
I think Central is on right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, Central time zone is on right now. TiVo'd.
Excellent.
Absolutely. And then we have some more good, amazing questions in the chat room. Riley asks, who did you spend the most time with while on set?
Ooh, that's, Lachlan and I spent a lot of time together. We had dressing rooms that were literally right next to each other. So we'd always be like, if we weren't, we would Facebook chat a lot. So we would talk to each other, even though we were right next door, or we'd run and be like, oh my gosh, did you see this? Did you see this? And then we'd go take crazy photos and just be totally random. So probably Lachlan, because we are the closest in age and we do play brother and sister, and we definitely act like brother and sister. So we got a little bit of a stiff around set that hopefully does come out. There's some definitely some video footage that we made of the two of us going around and messing with people on set that hopefully they will post on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. That would be very cool. I have to check that out. That would be really cool. And then his second question, when you had guest stars visiting, did you get to spend a lot of time with them, or did they do their part and then have to go?
No, actually, when we had guest stars, they would most of them would come in for the table reads, and they'd be there for the rehearsals, and they'd be there for all of the filming that they were part of. Some of them would stick around to watch the rest of the filming. So it was actually awesome because pretty much every guest star we got to talk to and spend time with and get to know. So it was a very cool experience, and it was kind of like they became part of our family while they were there. So that was very, very nice.
Definitely. And then it also, you could see the chemistry when, you know, you're watching it back, too, which is really
totally
good.
Yeah, because everybody, absolutely, you know, they would come in and be totally comfortable, and, you know, they would leave being like, oh, I don't want to go. I love you guys. You're awesome. So not to brag or anything, because, you know, we are awesome.
You guys are awesome. I have to agree. I have to agree. Can you tell us about the auditioning process that you had to go through for that role as Pam?
Actually, this is a pretty great story that I never thought I would get to have a story like this. I submitted myself through an acting website for the part because at the time I didn't have any representation. I didn't have an agent or manager. So I submitted myself thinking, oh, it's a total long shot. I got called into to audition that night. They sent me a thing saying, we want you to come read with the producers. So I went out on a Wednesday, then Friday went in and read with casting again and Jill, who is the writer creator of the show. And then they called me and they were like, hey, Monday we want you to come in and have a chemistry read with Melissa, which I totally freaked out because I was like, oh my gosh, Melissa Peterman, I'm going to go read with Barbara Jean. This is totally insane.
And that is when you scream.
I totally had a complete freak out. I was like, oh my gosh, mom, they want me to come in and read with Melissa. And then an hour after reading with Melissa, they call me and they're like, hey, we want you to come test for the show, which is the last step in going in for a show, is you go to a network test where you test in front of all the people at the network. And so I went to that and they were like, you know, they ended up setting me up with an agency. I signed with an agency and booked the show, and it's just been a dream come true ever since. So, completely insane, awesome experience. So everybody
Absolutely.
Out there, it can happen.
It could definitely happen. You're proof of that. That is a very cool story.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah, those things that you know, like, or think that could happen, and you try it,
right.
mostly turn out amazing. So I think that's really cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
cool.
I think it's a very cool story as well.
Definitely.
I know it's my own, but I enjoy it.
Absolutely. And so far, do you have a favorite episode of Working Class?
Well, one of my favorite episodes is definitely the dance episode, just because that was the first episode we filmed, which we obviously filmed out of order, as happens a lot with TV shows. So that was the very first time we all got to work together. And that episode was, like, such a great character episode for Pam, where she really got to, it was, like, exploring all these emotions and all this stuff with Pam, because obviously, you know, everything that happens at the dance is very difficult. That was kind of a sad episode, but and ultimately happy. And then probably the episode where I TP Hank's house, because I get to have a total freak out, and that was awesome.
That is awesome. That was a very, very funny episode. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Well, I love all the episodes, so can't pick.
It is very difficult to pick. So many of the episodes are totally awesome. Well, every episode is awesome.
Absolutely. And then, do you have any special rituals that you do when you're getting ready to film?
Special rituals? Well, I used to every morning eat Cindy, who was our crafty person. She made all the food for us during the day. She would make this awesome yogurt granola that I would eat every day before I'd film. It was like I'd get to set and I'd be like, okay, I need my yogurt granola before I can go down and work. And it had, like, raspberries and awesomeness in it. So if you ever meet Cindy, ask for that recipe because it's really rad.
Yummy ritual.
Yeah, it's a good ritual. Food, that's my ritual.
That is a good ritual. Yum, yum. And then I don't know if you could release this yet, but have you guys heard anything about filming for a second season yet?
We actually have not. We're all still waiting to hear. So really just everybody that – isn't tuning in, tune in. Everybody that's tuning in, continue tuning in. Tell everybody you know to watch the show, because the more people that watch it, the more likely they are to give us a second season. So we're all waiting to hear, as well as you guys. So we just have our fingers crossed, and as many people that can watch as possible, the better.
Definitely. Have working class parties and have all your friends come over and stuff.
Yes. And even if you're not around to watch it, TiVo it, just make sure the ratings are there.
Absolutely. And then here's a fun question. So I understand that you are great at doing accents. Is that true?
I am pretty good at doing accents.
Ooh, really?
I can
cool.
do a few. Yeah.
Yay, that's my next question.
As to what accents I can do?
Yes.
I can talk with a British accent. Let's see what else I can do. I can talk with a bit of an Irish accent. I can do Southern accent pretty well. What else do I have? I'm trying to think of – I'm, like, looking at my resume mentally in my head going, what do I have on there? What kind of accent? I've been trying to work on Lachlan, but it's a little bit difficult to do the Australian accent. So I want to polish that one off before I present it to the world. I want to be able to really nail down his accent.
Definitely.
But yeah, I have a few accents.
Very, very cool. I believed it too. I did.
Well, thank you. I do sometimes
Absolutely.
Go around pretending to be from a different country every once in a while.
That is hilarious. Love it. Let's see here, Riley has another question. Have there been any challenging moments in working class?
Challenging moments. definitely the dancing was actually a pretty challenging moment when I find out that it was her dress that I'm wearing. That was a very difficult, that was very very emotional and intense, but ultimately I think the scene turned out pretty well. Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, so I'm not going to say great. But I like how it turned out.
Brag. It was intense, but it happens. So it was very, you could feel it. You could feel the emotions.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. And then there's definitely been, I mean, Pam is intelligent, so she says some difficult words that sometimes I have a trouble with. I'm like sitting there and our script supervisor's like, no, Courtney, that's not how you say it. This is how it is. I had to say Chablis, which I had never heard. It's a kind of wine. And so I felt totally stupid. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I was like, Chablis, what is it? They're like, it's Chablis. And I was like, oh.
Okay. Hey, how was I supposed to know?
I know. I was like, I don't know what Chablis is.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Let's see here. You also had the lead role in many films, a couple of them. Our Venice Love Story, One Truth, and Late Bloomer. Can you tell us a little bit about playing the lead in these films?
Okay, well, Venice Love Story, a heads up, if you do watch this, it is not necessarily suitable for children on the things I say. I am a 16-year-old girl that harasses a guy for beer, and I say a lot of dirty things and a little bit provocative, perverse things to him. Not like, mm-hmm. And it's totally not in a sexual way or at all. I'm just trying to mess with this guy and get him to buy me a beer. So that was actually a really fun part to play because I got to just be a total crazy psycho girl that's harassing this guy and following him around. So yeah, if you do, if anybody does watch that, just know that don't watch it with children. It's not that. There's just a lot of language in it. And then Late Bloomer was actually one of the first films I did. I did that quite some time ago. That is about a sixth grade sex ed class that there's no talking in it. It's all done in voiceover. Again, that's something that maybe kids might not be able – I mean, there's some language in it, not necessarily cursing, but there's just some things that – might not be appropriate for kids to hear. But, yeah, I play the love interest of the boy, and I'm totally over-the-top nerdy, and it's awesome and very fun. And that actually
awesome.
That went to Sundance, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And what film experience was the greatest for you?
Ooh, the greatest film experience, as far as, like, a film or just anything?
How about a film?
Okay, the greatest film, well, Late Bloomer was actually an awesome experience that a bunch of the people that are in that film I'm still really, really great friends with, and that was overall just we shot for a weekend and we all like became like a classroom, and I love all those people dearly still. So that was an awesome experience, and Venice Love Story was actually really fun to shoot. We shot it out here in Venice, and it was just kind of crazy over the top, and we had a lot of fun doing that. So probably those two.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Let's see here. Here's a question in the chat room. How do they present parts to young actors that have more adult language in them? Do they get parent permission?
Actually, a lot of when they do the parent, like, you know, my mom would always read the script and see, and it's kind of like a discussion of like, okay, is this okay? Is this not okay? And then, it ultimately comes down to whether the parent and also the child and the person playing the role agree that this is okay. I can go and do this. It's how you feel about a role, and also, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with how the context is. Like, if I was just going in there and saying stuff for no reason, I wouldn't do it, and my mom would not be like, yeah, go do that. So it comes down to, like, is this ultimately something that moves the role along or is necessary for the role?
Absolutely, definitely. parents obviously have a big part too. So
yeah, parents have a big part in saying whether or not you can do it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see here. We're actually reminiscing on the past here. You did many theater productions as well. Can you tell us about your experience in playing Hannah in Sea of Bitterness?
Oh, okay. Sea of Bitterness was actually a short play that was done for a festival out in California. Based on this girl is out at the beach with her family, and this girl she went to school with, the like most popular girl at school, just died. She was killed by a tidal wave. So it's her whole experience. Basically, the entire play is me doing a 10-minute monologue about her feelings of going through the death of somebody she knew and just being young and losing somebody and what that feels like and how she's coping with it. So that was a very intense role, which was a lot of fun to play. But 10 minutes out on the stage by myself just saying lines was very scary at first.
Absolutely. Sounds scary. And then in the chat room, in your downtime, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to do lots of things. I love being outdoors. I love hiking and just going out and, like, playing in the park. I love shopping. I kind of have a problem with it.
Same.
Yeah, it's impossible. You're like in the store and you're like, oh, but I want that. I need it.
Absolutely.
I love to read.
And that actually, yeah.
No, go on. Sorry.
That actually,
sorry. I totally interrupted.
Oh, no. That actually led me to the other question in the chat room about how many pairs of shoes does Courtney have?
How many pairs of shoes does Courtney have? Oh, my goodness. I'm a really big boot fan. I love boots. Like, I wear them with shorts. I wear them with everything. So I probably have the most amount of boots, which is not that bad. I think I have maybe, like, 4 or 5 pairs of boots, which isn't too bad. I don't have that many shoes, ultimately, because I like my shoes to be comfortable.
Absolutely. Boots and some comfortable gym shoes, perhaps?
Yeah, boots and some comfortable gym shoes. I have a pair. I don't know if you know the designer Toki Doki. He does
cool,
like cute little creatures and stuff. I don't know what his web. I think the website's tokidoki.com. But anyway, I have a pair of sneakers that have all his little creatures and designs over it. And those are my favorite.
How cool! That is super
cool. Yeah, I have a few pairs of heels, obviously, but I'm not that big a heel fan because they hurt, so I don't wear them that often.
Yeah, I can never wear heels. I always either fall and it's not pleasant.
They're so uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, I just need to sit. I'm just gonna sit the whole night, okay? So I have a pair of combat boots and I wear them with most of my dresses. I don't care what people think.
Nah. As long as you're comfortable. That's all that matters.
As long as I'm comfortable. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Definitely. Let's see here. I'll just some more fun questions. Who is your favorite musician?
Ooh, who is my favorite musician is actually this artist called Brendan James. He is a soul artist he's kind of like, I guess he's indie pop. He plays the piano and he's phenomenal. He's not very well known, so everybody should look him up and get into listening to him so that he gets out there more and starts playing more often. But he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
He's insanely talented.
Very cool. Check it out. Wait, what's his name again?
Brendan James.
Awesome. I'll have to check it out. Very cool. So let's see here. Some more fun questions. What is your favorite genre of music?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's hard. I used to be a huge punk fan. That used to be all I listened to. I was like the little punk girl. So I always have to say that cause it's part of me, my punk roots. But I love indie. I love everything. I love indie. I love rock. I love some country.
Yeah.
I like, I'm pretty open. Music in general.
Absolutely. It's always good to have a mix. That's what I always say. It's always good to have a mixture of different genres that you like. Always.
I agree.
Yeah. And then another fun question. What is your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot. I love Colorado. I went there when I was a kid, and then I went there again a few years ago, and I was just like, oh, it's so nice. It's really peaceful and beautiful, and I love Colorado. So that's probably my favorite vacation spot.
That's awesome. What do you like to do there? What kind of fun stuff is there?
I haven't actually been there in the winter, so I know that it's big for skiing, but I have yet to go there in wintertime. I usually go there, like, spring or summer, so you can go, like, biking and hiking and other things that rhyme.
Other things that rhyme.
Yeah. it's just a really beautiful place, and there's some good shopping.
Always
general
important.
Fun. Always important.
That sounds so much fun. Very, very cool. Let's see here. This is a very random question, but it's kind of funny. From Alan in the chat room, he asks, what's Courtney's favorite donut?
My favorite donut? Strawberry frosted. The one
from
Dunkin' Donuts, the one with the pink frosting. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yummy. Very good question.
I don't have Dunkin' Donuts in California. That's a great question. Now I want a donut.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then if you could get a part in any movie, what movie would you like that to be?
What movie? I don't know. The Hunger Games is coming out, and I would have loved to play one of the parts in that, but that has been cast already, so it's not going to happen. But that would have been fun.
Oh.
I like Hunger Games. There is a book series that I'm hoping would turn into a movie. It's called The Vampire Academy, which is a great book series. Yeah, I am totally obsessed with that series, but I finished it, so I guess I should say past tense, I was totally obsessed. But if that ever gets made into a movie, I want to be in that.
You have to audition for that. That would be really cool.
Yes, so
that would be really
anybody
cool.
out there listening that has any stake in making that movie, remember me.
Call her up. Contact her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. So let's see. Who is your favorite actor of all time that you look up to?
My favorite actor of all time. I love Natalie Portman. I think she's insanely talented, and I've always looked up to her. Probably Natalie Portman.
Definitely. Definitely.
Or Kate Winslet. She's also one of my favorites.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Wait, let's see here. It looks like we have another question. Hold on. Let me find it in the chat room here. Okay.
No worries.
Another funny question from Alan. Do you like penguins?
I love penguins. Penguins are awesome. Who doesn't like penguins?
I
want to
penguins.
Meet the person that says, I don't like penguins. And then I want to know why.
I know, right?
Penguins are awesome. They're adorable.
Exactly. I don't think we could find one person that doesn't like penguins. Seriously. I love penguins. And let's see. Oh, do you have any pets?
Oh, my goodness. I have a lot of pets. I have three dogs, and until recently had only two cats, but now we have two more cats because a stray cat came off the street, and it was a female, and we thought, oh, she looked like she had just had babies, but she didn't have any with her. And then, like, 2 weeks after she came into our house, a little kitten ended up in our garage, and so now we have the kitten, which is obviously her baby because they get along just brilliantly. So we have four cats and three dogs.
Cute.
Yeah, which is insane.
How cute.
But, yeah.
I am a total animal fanatic, so I have one dog and one cat and tons of fish.
Nice. Awesome. How does that work, cat and fish? Does your cat just, like, stare at the fish all day?
Seriously. Yeah, actually. Actually, he does. When my dog is in the whole house, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our cats and dogs get along pretty well.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly, that's... yeah.
Lucky. Mine doesn't.
It took a while, but then they warmed up, and now they kind of accept that they all live together, and that's how it is.
And that is how it will be.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Let's see. Oh, here's a good question. Riley, does Courtney have a fan mail address or fill autograph requests?
I do, actually. If you go to my website, CourtneyMerritt.com, and you go to the Contact Me section, it lists my agent, which is where all my mail goes to. So I don't exactly know the address offhand, which is terrible of me. But if you look there, and I have it also listed on my Facebook page, you can find me on there under Courtney Merritt, and I have it listed there as well.
Sweet. Okay, so I just posted in the chat room your website so everyone could just, it's a click away, and then you could check out your website anytime. Also, can you give away some social networking website so fans could chat with you?
Yes, of course. I am on Twitter under OTRUENYC, which is OTRUENYC. Courtney Merritt was taken, so I had to go with a different name, which is OTRUENYC is actually an anagram of Courtney. So it is my name, but not really.
Oh, cool. But
yeah.
Not really.
And then, And then on Facebook, I'm just under Courtney Merritt. So add me on there. I don't really know. I guess you don't actually add people because it's a fan page. I'm so confused with Facebook. It throws me. But I can still chat to everybody, so I feel like I'm getting that experience. I don't know if people know more about Facebook, explain. But as far as I know, I'm chatting. I can chat with people on there, and I do
definitely
use it. I try to go on there every day. So if you leave me comments, I will respond.
Very cool. So follow Courtney, add her, or like her, or become a fan of her. I don't really know what it's called either, but
yeah, something.
Check her out. Check that out. And then another question, Riley says, speaking of all these pets, what do you think about the Mitchell family getting a pet?
Oh, I am so for it. I am voting for us getting a pet. I don't care if it's a cat or a dog. I just want an animal on set every day that I can play with.
That would be tons of fun. Probably because
be
you
awesome.
Get to play with it all the time. So.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled.
That would be fun. Let's see here. I'm trying to find questions. Next question here. Oh, Reba Fan for Forever, new question popped up. Ask, follow me on Twitter, Courtney. I'm watching Working Class right now.
Ooh,
cool.
Awesome. Yay.
Awesome.
Is she liking it?
You loving the new episode? I know. I was just going to say that. You like the new episode?
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't get to see the episode? Nope. I see them live with everybody else, so it's a big family event. We all come and watch it together. So
that's so cool. Do you still find it really weird, like, watching yourself on TV, or are you used to it now?
Oh, no, totally. It's so strange to every week be like, oh, I'm still on the TV. That's me. That's my name. Oh, it's very exciting and very surreal.
That is super, super cool. So we actually have one last – oh, wait a minute. Oh, here we go. Alan asks, what's the strangest fan request Courtney has gotten? That's a crazy question.
The strangest fan request? I've actually been fortunate
to
not get too many strange fan requests. Honestly, I don't know. Lachlan is the one that gets all the weird stuff. it's the hot boy that gets all the stuff. People don't really do anything weird towards me.
Well, call yourself lucky. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. After filming, do you still stay in touch with the rest of the actors?
Oh, yeah. We see each other. Lachlan and I try and hang out at least once a month. I mean, it's hard because we're both really busy, but we try and hang out as often as possible. And I just spent a day with Melissa going and getting our nails done and having nachos. So I try to see everybody as often as possible. It's going to be Cameron's birthday soon, so we'll all be going to his birthday party. And, yeah,
Woo-hoo!
I mean, we all try to hang out as much as we can. it's just hard. Everybody's so busy, but it is something we try to do.
Definitely. Very, very cool. Let's see. We are running out of time, but do you have some time just for two more questions?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let's see. Question from Sharon. Any new projects you could tell us about?
I am in a web series right now called Video Game Reunion. So that is that's about it. Right now I have Working Class and Video Game Reunion out, and everything else is just kind of up in the air, hoping for something soon. But yeah, you can totally check out Video Game Reunion, videogamereunion.com. It's about 8-bit video game characters, and I play Lil P, who is the daughter of Mario and Peach. And that is something else that is not necessarily appropriate for younger children. It's got some language in it. It's nothing else but language, really. But it is a series, and I'm another 16-year-old, so I'm older. I'm 14 in Working Class. I'm 16. This is my older role.
Do you like playing younger characters so you could be a kid and have fun?
Oh, totally, totally. I like to get to pretend that I'm still really young.
That
the
is
younger,
so
the better.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see. And then last question here from Alan. Does Courtney have any plans for the future, getting into producing or directing?
That is a good question, and I have never had a desire to direct. I think it is one of the hardest jobs, and to me is so overwhelming. I watch the directors, and I'm like, how do you know that? How do you know that's going to look good? Because, I wouldn't have known. And they always do. They're so intelligent, such geniuses, and I don't think I could ever handle that. I mean, maybe one day in the future, but at this point in time, directing seems much too challenging for me. But I would love to produce some of my own stuff, so that would be cool. I would totally get into producing if I had the opportunity.
Definitely. That would be really, really cool. And I think you're just a fantastic actress, and I love seeing you every week. I love it. And I want to congratulate you with all the success, too, and many more. I had so much fun talking with you.
Thank you so much, and I had a great time talking with you. You are an awesome host. I very much appreciate
Thank you.
Yes, I love
so
your show.
Much fun
I listened
talking
to a couple
you.
Of the episodes, so I think you're fantastic.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I listen to your show, so I think it's great, and I wish you as much success as the world offers, which is hopefully a lot and lot and lot.
Thank you so, so much. And let's keep in touch because I have your Twitter. So.
Totally, yeah. Tweet me anytime. I reply. And I'll tweet
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Sweet. I will talk to you soon, and thank you so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Josie.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Awesome. Had so much fun talking with Courtney Merritt. She is so sweet. Love her, love her. So stay tuned. Remember, we have country singer and actress Laura Brina. So check that out. So now we have a fun segment for you guys. Crazy items you never knew you needed. Yes. So let's go. So a shower mic, you could wash with it like a sponge and then sing into it for fun. Oh, hey, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. I would love to, I already sing in the shower, and I bet a lot of you guys also do. So, yeah, a shower mic is definitely what you need. And then a USB webmail notifier that lights up when you get mail. Oh, that comes in handy. That comes in handy. Yeah, it's like a nightlight. That really does come in handy. Very, very cool. This one I thought was kind of strange, but very cool. A fruit-powered clock. A fruit power clock, people. That's craziness. So, and then let's see here. And then hand underpants. Yes, like tidy whities. Yeah. So, yeah, hand underpants. That's a crazy item you never knew you needed. Yep. And then a cupcake keeper to make sure your frosting doesn't get messed up. That is very, very good because you know how sometimes you, like, you know, if you want to bring, you know, some snacks over to a friend's house or, you know, whatever, and then all the frosting gets all on the thing and then no frosting on the cupcake. It's all nasty. Yeah, I agree with that. Very, very cool. And then this one I never even knew, I must say. Aquanotes, a waterproof notepad and pen for your shower, and it sticks to the shower walls. That's insane. I never even knew that. That is a good idea, but I never even knew that was even created, but very, very cool. And then this is a very good idea, an umbrella for two. Yes. That's always a good thing. And then now for some really expensive items that you didn't know that you needed. A 24-karat remote control for $980. An espresso crystal coffee maker for $4,000. Stiletto-shaped bathtub for $27,000, which we've seen a picture and it looks amazing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty nice. And then... let's see, a customized cupcake car for $25,000, a real gold belt for $32,000. Get your gold on. Get your gold on. Okay, so nice little gold belt there. A 22. My producer's laughing at me right now. A 22-foot-tall life-size dinosaur replica. Try saying that three times. A replica for your backyard, $50,000. Then a crystal encrusted toilet for $75,000. Woohoo! Getting style when you get your business on. And then a diamond. Yeah. Oh yeah. And then let's see if I can make it through the rest of these. A diamond chest set for about $409,000. That's a nice gift. And then a crystal-encrusted Mercedes for $1 million. Very, very cool. And then a 52-carat diamond collar for your dog for only $1.8 million. For only $1.8 million. For only? Really? Wow. for a diamond collar. Oh, man. And then, last but not least, a pair of Harry Winston ruby slippers for $3 million. So get comfortable with your ruby slippers, except that doesn't really sound comfortable. But, hey, so that is the crazy items that you never knew that you needed. So run out and get those today because apparently you need them. And now for our second segment here that you guys all love, while we wait for Laura Bryna here. Now we are going to bring a list of funny things you should never do, I'm going to bring out one of my producers, Tina, to help me with this long, funny list. So let's see. You here?
Hey, I'm here. How are you?
Doing fantabulous.
Great. Courtney was awesome.
Right?
Oh, can't
She's
wait
so sweet.
To go back to TiVo and check her out on TV
I know.
Tonight. Woohoo!
It's going to be crazy. I just talked to her and I'm going to see her on TV. I'm going to be like clapping.
That's
woohoo!
So fun.
That is super, super, super duper fun.
We're fans.
We are, actually. Could I tell you guys
We're
the truth?
We're big fans.
Can I tell you guys the truth? I was so, so nervous because I think Courtney Merritt is so, so cool. Love her, and we're fans, I have to say. Anywho, let's get back to saying you guys. So,
we can just keep talking.
We can't.
You know? I've got no problem with the talking.
We don't have a problem with the talking. We don't.
Might be why we do this. Okay.
Yeah, that might be why.
We need an outlet for our words.
We do. We always have to have an outlet. So you're going to help me with this long list, right?
Oh, I'm on it. I am all
You're on it?
Over
okay.
It.
Good, good, because it's a long list.
All right. So what do we have? What are we bringing out tonight? What are we talking about?
We're going to bring out a list of funny things you should never do.
Never.
So never
do. You don't ever want to do.
Never, ever, ever.
All right, rock on. And we found these online. Great. We'll give you guys the site, too, here when we're all done.
Woo!
What was that noise?
Woo!
It sounds like something mooing. Was that something mooing?
I know. I don't know. We've been having some static issues going on.
I think that was a sound effect or something. I don't really know.
I don't know.
But we'll give you the great website where you can find some hysterical things here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, let's go through this list.
Awesome, awesome. So, never.
Never. You meant never?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Eat at a place called Mom's.
I don't get that one.
But
those little, diner places, don't they have, the best food in the entire world?
Yeah.
I don't know why not.
I don't see one.
It's got to be someone's mom.
No, I don't see one.
Mom's got to cook good.
Mama's got to cook.
I'm breaking that rule.
They
got to
cook
good. I'm the first mom's place.
They're good.
We're eating at it.
Yeah. Right?
All
exactly.
Right. And then I'll let you know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
That rocks. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
What else we got?
So never.
Mm-hmm.
Go to, never.
Never.
Never. Go to a doctor whose office plants have died.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you walk into a doctor's office and there's some dead stuff.
You walk right out. You walk in and you walk out.
Right out. Okay, see, what is that noise?
Exactly. That's Alan playing with sound effects.
I know, but what sound effect was it? Okay, Alan, do that sound effect again, because you're always... Oh, it sounds like somebody hurling.
Excuse me. Okay,
so...
So, doctor whose office plants have died. Not a good plan.
Yeah, not a good thing. Don't go in there.
Walk right out, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. You would think by now they'd just get cook plants so that nobody panics, but hey.
I know. Or, fake
plants. Get rid of the
plants. Exactly. So then never argue with a woman when she's tired. Yet again, never argue with a woman when she's rested.
Sorry, both those crack me up. Yeah, if you're tired and you're cranky, probably not a good thing. And if you are well rested, well, then you know what?
You better run.
You better run.
You better have been well rested as well. Gotta get your jogging on.
Oh, you better get your jogging on.
Get your jogging pants. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. You are funny tonight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard some other. Either
this show's pumping. I think you're hearing things now.
Are you sure? Because
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Unless I can't hear.
Okay, because I have no idea. Something about the sound effects. I don't know
crazy
what's going
stuff.
On. Okay.
Crazy stuff. Next one is, never stand between a fire hydrant and a dog. That makes sense.
I think that's smart. I probably wouldn't agree with that.
Now you hear that one.
Okay, it's not just me.
No, that one wasn't you, but I think the other three times were.
It's hard to hear, when you're talking
stuff.
And the sound effects goes off, or I guess sound effects going off because I'm always talking. Okay, guys. I don't know what.
Either way.
You know.
So, never stand between a fire hydrant and a dog. Makes sense. Next one, never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight.
Well, I've heard the never go to bed mad. Oh, I can't even talk.
You can't talk anymore.
Never go to bed mad. I've heard that part, but the stay up and fight part just made me chuckle.
That made me chuckle a little,
too. Because it's always like, oh, make up before you go to sleep.
Aw, sweetie pie.
Not
stay up. I want to fight with you.
I'm all about to stay up and let's fight. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Sounds like a party in a box.
We're going to throw this away right now.
Let's go. Stay up and fight, settle things, then let's hit the hay.
Get your fighting stance.
Exactly. And then next one, never decide to buy anything while listening to the salesman. Probably a good plan, yeah. No.
Probably a good plan, because Lord knows what you can get sold. So
yeah, you never know. This one kind of cracked me up, but on the other side, it's not funny if you're the person that's, getting operated on, but never say oops in an operating room. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that's probably true.
Exactly. You heard that one, didn't you?
I did. Scary enough, that almost sounds like my laughter. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Okay, so no saying oops when you're in an operating room.
Never say oops in an operating room. causes havoc. It tends to cause havoc. Okay, so then never try to out-stubborn a cat. You really can't out-stubborn a cat. Well, not my cat.
I'm
going to
give that a shot.
That sounds like a nice cat, not a stubborn cat.
Yeah.
That sounds
like
a little meow.
Hissing cat, doesn't it? Now you got the sound effects going.
No,
I'm
the sound effect.
Tagging on something.
I know. Yikes. I can never do those voiceovers. Okay, so let's see. So next one. Never eat prunes when you're hungry.
That just sounds like a bad idea.
That just sounds bad.
Oh, wait a minute
it?
Now. Come on. I know we have a toilet flushing sound effect.
Alan, do the honors.
That would have been the first one.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Bow. All right. Next one. Never say, sorry, we don't have what you're looking for. Always say, I just saw the last one the other day.
Isn't that funny how that just happens?
Funny how that happens, yeah.
That's probably a good plan.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just sound like you're not giving customer service.
But
the other way it sounds like everybody wants your service.
Everybody needs your service. You are important.
That's right. It's all in what you say. Not what you say. It's all, well, yeah, and what you say, but it's all in how
you say it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, so definitely. Now, next one. Never listen to Chubby Checker's Let's Do the Twist when you're stuck in quicksand. That's a good plan. Trust me, if you're in quicksand, you're not saying nothing. Okay.
Is there still quicksand around?
Is there? I don't know.
Oh. Chat room and call us. And, oh, goodness. Someone's going to get in the chat room and call us and let us know if there really is the biggest quicksand. I know we see it on TV, but who knows where we would find it. My luck,
yeah.
If I went on vacation somewhere, I would find it.
Yeah, you find all the fun things.
So I heard this somewhere when we were doing some research on this quicksand thing. I just got to say that, you know, it sounds kind of scary, actually. But, okay, the twist thing, yeah, you probably don't want to move around too much because if you move too fast, I think something bad happens.
Something bad happens.
But somebody said that if you don't want to sink in quicksand, what you should do is make yourself kind of slowly fall backwards, so kind of like lay backwards and lift and get your legs to lift up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that wouldn't just make your whole body sink horizontally faster.
That'll just make you sink horizontal.
A little quicker because, you know, you lost all your legs. So, personally, I don't know if that's a great idea, so certainly don't use that.
Let's not try it.
But I'll tell you what.
Disclaimer.
I did, though, totally read that somewhere. So someone can tell me if that's right. Wait, they say in the chat room?
Alan says, don't move in quicksand. Your movement is what makes you sink.
Okay, so Alan, where do you find quicksand nowadays? Really? For real?
Yeah.
Is there really quicksand someplace?
Really?
So tell us where, because, you know, history, not my favorite. History and all that whole little, you know, science stuff. Where to find outside nature stuff, you know, not my favorite.
Yeah, definitely not your thing.
So someone's going to have to figure that out. Mostly in rainforest. Oh, well,
I would never walk into a rainforest. There's monsters in there. There's scary things there.
That's what they show us on TV. They show us monsters in the rainforest.
They show us monsters in the rainforest.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Scary.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to go to rainforest.
Yeah,
they've got bugs in there. I don't do bugs.
Yeah, we don't do bugs. Okay. We're never going to get through this
list. We are so going to get through this list, and we are so waiting on Laura. She's going to be here hopefully any second now.
Yeah,
so
we'll have to check
her. Rock on. That would be great.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Next one. Never let go of what you have unless you have hold of something else.
Okay, so that sounds all
fine and dandy.
That sounds all like philosophy-like.
Yeah. Sounds like you got to think a little.
Sounds all like a little bit of philosophy right there. So, yeah, it sounds like a whole lot of thinking for your brain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really know what they mean by that, really, kind of.
Yeah. Can you sing?
Yeah.
Can you say the other one for us?
You want me to sing, Troy?
No.
I can't hold a tune in a box. You don't want that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll rock out some Toby Keith or something here on the line for you, and then you'll all be in trouble.
Yeah. Read.
Yeah, no more singing. Okay, I got nervous there. I thought I was going to really do it, didn't I?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Gotta show you the corona.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's see what we have here. Okay, never put off until tomorrow what you can put off until the day after tomorrow.
All righty.
A whole new twist on the, what you can do today because, I do it.
I'm looking at you like, do you even know what you're going to say?
No, I think that's where the flush came in. I think we just set this straight down the canal.
That was a good one. Straight down the canal. Okay.
I should have always been that way. Why did you end that way?
Oh.
All the time. I'm not comprehending. All right. At all. So, that is super great.
Those actually were from, are from funny2.com, the website funny2.com. Check out their site.
I did not know that.
See? Yeah, you gotta check out their site. They've got a lot of fun.
You gotta check out the stuff. They have a lot of fun stuff.
Job. So absolutely. Let me talk a little bit about who we have coming up on the show. That would rock out. I'm gonna leave you guys and head back to my special switchboard.
your special
switchboard. Every once in a while, I decorate it for a little bit of excitement.
Absolutely. It has lights around it. Mm-hmm.
And then you tell us all the cool people that are coming on. I'm excited. Can't wait.
All right. So here we go. Upcoming guests here. Next week is our April Fool show. You will not want to miss this with prior guests. And once again, I have no idea what is going to happen. It's an April surprise joke on me. Woohoo! Although, really, do I know, really, on other shows, do I really know what I'm going to say to begin with? I'm improv. So this is going to be a fun one. So no idea what's going to happen. April 8th, we have world-famous opera singer Fernando Del Valle and producer, songwriter, and singer, and rapper R.L. Then April 15th, we have musician Gary Bender and Linda Criddle of Look Both Ways. She's going to teach us how to be safe online. And then on April 22nd, we have musician and recording artist Graham Colton, who you will all know for his song Best Days, featured on American Idol. Then April 29th, we have Ben Crane, an amazing songwriter from the company called Nashville, California. Then on May 6th, we have musician Cody Provost. You could check out all of these upcoming guests on our website at www.josieshow.com, josieshow.com. Check out all that. Also, I want to mention our 24-hour contact line. Call us, leave a message that we could play on the air live. It could be shout-outs or taped questions for the guests that we have upcoming that we will be playing on air. And we will try our best to get to every single message so we can play it on air for you guys. And then also you could join our forums. Once again, we almost have 200 members. Or I don't think we've reached it yet, but pretty close. So join our forums at our website, josieshow.com. Register for forums. It's free, easy. Don't got to do it, anything. You know, it's all easy stuff. And check out all of that. We have fun things going on, funny things that I see are happening. And then we also have Peanuts the Squirrel. He has some videos up there as well. Very funny stuff in the forums. Then remember, you can also get archive shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. So check out all of that, some archived episodes of your favorite artist, the actress, everybody that was on our show. So check out that. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our new name. I'm still getting used to it myself, everybody. So bear with me while I remember the new name. It's The Josie Show. So on Twitter, it's twitter.com/Josie Show. And then on Facebook, in the search engine, the search bar there, just do The Josie Show, and you can it should pop up there. So check it all out. Become a fan of the show. Much appreciated. We love everybody here. And also just say hi, you know, I love comments from fans and all other suggestions to make the show much better. So So very, very cool. Check that all out. So awesome, awesome. So what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing in the chat room? Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing tonight? You guys like the show so far? I hope you guys are having a great time. So let's see here. Oh. Okay, well, it looks like we actually have a caller from a listener who wants to sing happy birthday to someone special of his. So here we go. Caller?
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've never sang live before, but I'm going to try it.
All right.
Okay,
and this is for someone
here we
special
go.
For you? Awesome.
Are you ready for the worst singing you ever heard in your life?
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Okay, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vicky. Happy birthday to you. There.
Woo! Great job. And Vicky, happy birthday. I hope you have a special birthday. And very sweet of you, Eric, to give her a birthday message and shout out on the show.
Oh, thank you. Very thank you. I've been wanting to do that.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. Very, very cool. And happy birthday, Vicky.
Thanks for giving me the chance.
Anytime. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Alrighty.
Awesome. Bye, Eric. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. Hope you have a great birthday, Vicky. And very, very sweet of his singing. And Vicky is actually a very close friend of mine too. She's in the UK, so very, very cool.
Laura's trying to get through now. So.
And right now, Laura Bryna is actually trying to get through now. So let's all chatteroo. So here we go. No problem, Eric. You did great. You guys did all fantastic. Hope you guys are doing great. How's the show so far? You guys had fun talking with Courtney Merritt. Remember, Working Class is on today. Hope you guys TiVo'd it, and if not, you could also listen. You could also watch past episodes, I believe, on CMT.com, the website too. So check out all of that. Eric B, as you could tell, I was nervous. No problem. No problem. No reason to be nervous. We're all friends here. Positive, positive. So let's see. Oh, also, I do not want to forget here. My friend here, Chelsea Ray's new site, ChelseaRaySongs.com. So check out that. It was made by the site webmaster here. Alan Firestone, who does my website for the Josie Show, he now did past guest who we all love, Chelsea Ray, Chelsea Ray's website, ChelseaRaySongs.com. So check out all of that. Let's see here. I'm going to give some shout-outs. Eric B., Alan, me, Nellie Forbush, Ruba Fan for Forever, and Tina Marie. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. Stay tuned here while we wait for our guest to arrive. Super excited to talk with her. She is amazing. Oh, it looks like she is here. Woo! So everyone, please welcome Laura Bryna.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I'm very excited to be chatting with you today.
Oh, and I must say that if you hear any talking in the background, it's probably my bird, so I'm sorry for any interruption.
No problem. No problem. Very, very cute. So let's get started. How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a singer and songwriter?
Well, I really think it was, I guess, really as soon as I could open my mouth. I think, you know, I just always knew that I wanted to be able to touch people's hearts and make them smile and make them feel something. And I love that intimate connection with your audience. I think that, I mean, I always love when somebody comes up to me if I'm out to dinner or I'm somewhere and they're like, hey, Laura, you know, I really love that song. It got me through some difficult times, or, you know, that song really touched me. It you know, made me smile when, you know, when I was going through this, or certain things are just, you know, when I had my child, it was so great. And, you know, I feel like I've done my job if I can touch someone's heart. And I've been really blessed to be able to live my dream, and so it's really exciting, and working on some new stuff too as well. So I can't wait to get that to you as soon as it's finished.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I love about your music as well, is that they're very relatable. And so that's always important about a song. It really touches people.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really, you know, as, you know, there's so many great songs out there, you know, and it's just, it's so hard. If you're not the songwriter on it, it's so hard. And you know, sometimes the songs you write necessarily don't fit you. It might be great for somebody else, and you just have to.
Yeah.
Snuggle, sorry, that's my cockatoo, the diva in the background. She's like,
how
please
cute.
Pet me now. I think you have to know, what you want to say and what you think your audience relates to. And like I said, there's so many amazing, great songs out there. It's just, it's so hard to whittle it down to like 12 to put on an album. I mean, then you're like, okay,
yeah.
Well, that'll go in volume 2, volume 3. but yeah, it's really hard. I find it really challenging.
Absolutely. Do you write a lot of songs, and not all of them get released into your albums, and you're like, I want to release that.
You know, and it's funny you ask that. Some people, you know, it's sometimes. Like, if you listen to different records and things, like, it's always, even the ones that aren't the big singles that are on your record or
mm-hmm.
whatnot, sometimes they're the real gems, too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes record companies decide not to release something for various reasons, or they think that they can, you know, the masses will like this more than this, or whatever it may be, but... That's what I think is so fun about having an album. You know, I know it's obviously a singles world now, but to be able to have an album, you can also really see into the artist and what they were thinking or what they were going through that time. I think you really get to know them that way. You know, that way, especially, you know, obviously there's Twitter and Facebook and all those different things too. But even musically, you know, it's like, oh, I remember when she was going through this, or I know she was talking about this in this certain interview, or what, you know, the just different things that you go through in life. And I think that's really key in music is, you know, everybody tries to, or a lot of times, at least for me, I try to put things that I'm going through at that time or things that I'm relating to that I hope my audience can relate to as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how did you get started in the music business?
Well, for me, I feel like I've always been one that, you know, I wanted to learn as much as I could. And I was always taking classes, and, you know, I still am now. I mean, I take different classes, and whether it's, you know, I take dance classes or an acting class or vocal coaching. I mean, I think it's just like going to the gym. It's just working out your craft. And to me, I always wanted to know as much as I could. So I took music business courses as well as, you know, keeping up with the different coachings and whatnot. But I guess I just really kind of always knew. But I mean, I did a lot of theater in school. I did musical theater, dance, singing, acting. I just always... I think, you know what, when you're not learning, I think that's when you need to get out of what you're doing. I think it's always so
yeah.
fun to learn. I mean, I feel like, you know, maybe I know some things, but God, there's so much more to know. So, I mean, there's all, it's just challenge. I mean, it's, you know, you love the challenge. But to me, it's like I love that high of being on stage. I think that's just an incredible feeling, and you can't really explain it to anybody unless you've done it. I mean, I've never done drugs or anything like that, but if that's what it feels like, I mean, I guess, you know, it's like the most unbelievable feeling, and it's like, and you know that when you're surrounded by people that love you and that you love them and you're creating this connection, it's amazing. I know that probably sounds a little cheesy, but it's really incredible feeling.
Absolutely. And when everyone is cheering for you, you just feel, you know, probably just the happiest person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's your family. And that's what I love about what I do, is I get to travel to so many different places and countries and different things, and I get to see the fans, but yeah, and meet them, and it's just really incredible to be able to do that and see the people that are supporting you that want you to do well and see you succeed and that they were a part of it. I mean, you know, so many people will say, oh, you know, Laura, you know, you do all this, or you're doing this or that. But, you know, there's a lot of people that go into making Laura Brina. You know, there's, you know, whether it's a bus driver, intern, a makeup artist, a musician, all these different people. It's not just me. I'm just a little piece of the puzzle. I mean, it's a big wagon wheel, and there's a bunch of different spokes that go out, that come off of it. So,
yeah.
I mean, yes, it is my face, and yes, it is my name, but there's so many people behind it that sometimes, you know, that people just don't know, and I am definitely grateful, because I wouldn't be standing on all those stages if it wasn't for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see here. I also understand that you opened for Clint Black and performed with other artists such as Sugarland, Tim McGraw, and Taylor Swift. Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences?
Yeah, with Clint Black, we did a 40-city tour and for like 2 months, which was a whirlwind. And, it's so funny because people say to me, they're like, Laura, weren't you so tired? Or aren't you, like, I remember being on the tour and people are like, aren't you so tired? And I'm like, if I am, I have no idea. Because it's the time of your life, like I said. I mean, just being on stage and being with your fans and making that connection. It's just really incredible. And I've been really blessed to have worked with lots of amazing artists in country music, from Taylor Swift to Tim McGraw, Sugarland, Billy Currington. I mean, you know, it's really neat, and it's neat to watch what they do and how they approach it. And you know, like I said, I mean, here's Tim McGraw, who's obviously a legend as well, and Clint Black. I mean, what better people to learn from than them?
Yeah.
I mean, Clint Black's obviously had a slew of awards and written a bunch of stuff and, you know, has been touring for forever and yet, you know, has done movies and done all different things. And, you know, I mean, you only dream of having a career like that. And Tim McGraw keeps going and obviously he's got a great wife and that's doing the same thing. And and Clint Black does too as well. But so, I mean, they really show that, you know, you can have a life as well as your career. And but yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, I definitely and with Clint, he just would come out in the middle of rehearsal and just kind of hang out and make jokes. And you know, one of the funny stories that I always tell about Clint is that one night he called me up on his bus and he was like, "Hey, Laura, I want to talk to you for a second." I'm like, "Oh no, what did I do now?" And so I kind of like, "Oh, Laura," he's like, "I have this drink that I want you, you know, to take on stage with you." I was like, "Clint, really? I am like the cheapest date in town. I like two sips. I'm two sheets to the wind." I was like, "It's not going to work." And I said, "I need to be coherent for this." And he said, no, Laura. He's like, "It's just hot water and honey." And I was like, "Okay, but it looks like somebody went to the bathroom, but okay." So I take this thing on stage. And actually, it really works. I mean, it kind of gets all the, not to be gross, but it gets all the phlegm out of your throat when you're singing. So, hey, I mean, if that's, you know, disgusting colored water is what I need to take from Clint Black, then that's
it must work.
That's just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, But it's been really incredible, and it's neat. And besides, you know, it's like everybody, it's really like a big family when you're out and about and on the road with people. I mean, everybody that I've worked with has been so nice and just has been so welcoming and like, hey, come on and be with us and hang out, and just has made it like a family affair kind of thing.
Absolutely. And that's also one of the, you know, bright sides, and also that makes it so much fun too.
And, yeah.
You know, you're meeting new people and having fun, and that's all that counts.
Very true, very true. You know, I think as we see in, you know, with what's happened in Japan, which is such a tragedy and so horrible, you know, you realize life is too short. And,
definitely.
You know, you really have to, it makes me cry, sorry. I think you really just have to thank God for your blessings, whoever or whatever you believe in. You know, I think, you know, to be able to live your dream and do something that you love. And I mean, that brings me on to our military families. I mean, there they allow us to live our dreams and be free. And so I just, you know, it's, you know, I'm so eternally grateful.
I agree. And as you mentioned about that, you have a song, actually, Hometown Heroes. That I saw the music video for, and it has military and so much other things. I love it, I have to say.
Thank you. Thanks.
It's a really, really amazing video, and I hope everyone could check it out. I believe it's on YouTube.
It is, absolutely.
Yes, so we'll have to check that out, everybody. Love it, love it. And we're also going to be playing the song on here, Hometown Heroes. So we are actually, if you don't mind, we're actually going to play it right now, and then we're going to ask some questions about it, and then so stay on the line with us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anytime. So here is Hometown Heroes by Laura Brenna.
Friday night, football's in the air. It's the big game that decides bragging rights all year. Fourth and nine in overtime, listen to the crowd. Don't drop back, there's a pass. Smith pulls it in, touchdown. Hometown. Ready for the moment.
That was Hometown Heroes by Laura Brina. So I love that song, and I love the music video for it. You had a lot of action in this video. Can you tell us a little bit about making it?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it. Actually, I did a lot of crying during this video, to tell you the truth. The scene of where it's during the bridge of the song where they're talking about Korea and Vietnam. and they, the people walking behind me are men and women who have fought in every single war that the United States has ever been in. So to me, that really blew me out of the water. I couldn't believe that here's little Laura singing this song that she wrote about these heroes, and here I am walking beside these heroes. And, I mean, it was very overwhelming, to tell you the truth. But basically what this song, what I do is I am the celebrity spokesperson for the Air National Guard's advertising campaign. So, I do another, I work with the National Guard Youth Foundation as well, and I'm their spokesperson for their foundation, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. I love being involved with the military because, like I said before, they really allow us to live in freedom and live our dreams and be able to think and speak and in our freedom and in to be free. I mean, we can do all those things because they allow us to. And so this video, having been asked to be the spokesperson for their advertising campaign, I had told them, you know, if I'm going to write a song or co-write a song for you all, I want to know what you all do. I really want to know everything that you do. and so this video is a way to show people all the different things that the Air National Guard does. A lot of times, you know, when Katrina happened, it was the Air National Guard that came in there, that brought in the blankets, the pillows, different things that the men and women and different families needed at the time. And so this was kind of a coming out party for them, so to speak. It was just, here, we're going to show you what we do, and this video and the commercial debuted, and there was a voiceover for the radio as well that debuted during Monday Night Football. And it was a recruiting campaign to get people to join the Air National Guard as well, and now they've exceeded their capacity, which is really kind of neat. They call it end strength, so that's really, really neat. You know, they do different things. I mean, whether it's jumping in the water and saving somebody, or they do they're the ones that come and do help out the United States when we're having when there's a crisis, different things. They are involved in every single thing. They're here in the United States, but yet they're also overseas. They kind of do a lot of everything. And for me, that's kind of been what has been my job, is just to let everybody know what these heroes do. And I have been really blessed. I got a chance to go on a KC-135 where we did a refueling mission. And we got to refuel, we were on the big plane, and we got to refuel like 8 F-16s in the air.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. And then I was so blessed that I actually got to fly in an F-16 as well. And that was the most amazing experience of my whole life. And it goes really, really fast. And it's actually really cool. I got to pull 9 Gs, which was really, really fun because not really a whole lot of people do that without, like, throwing up or like, passing out. And, you know, when I landed, like, they did, they had told me before I took off, they're like, now, Laura, you know, just expect when you're finished that, you know, you're going to be tired, you're going to want to go to sleep. I was so wired when I landed. Oh, and they had given me barf bags, too, to take with me, as they call them. They had tucked them up in my G-suit, which is what allows you to breathe, or allows you to keep the blood and oxygen flowing and allows you to breathe as well. So, of course, I'm, like, waving my barf bags as we're pulling in into the airport. I'm like, ha-ha, no throw-up. But it was really an amazing experience. And they put my name on the side of the plane. And I have a call sign. I'm called Lil Thunder. And because, yeah, it was very funny. They're, and my co-pilot was killer. So I'm like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about that. But he was a nice guy. Oh, my gosh. Such amazing guys and men and women. And they're always telling me, like, oh, my gosh, you know, thank you, Laura, so much for what you do. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need to be thanking you. I mean, it's easy to talk about things that you love and that you're passionate about. And for me, it's very easy to talk about them because I'm blown away by their heroism. And they love their country and they love the people. And you know, and the military offers some great benefits for them as well. So it's a real win-win situation for everybody. You know, nobody likes going to war, and neither do they. They actually hate going to war. But they know that this is their job and this is what they need to do in order to protect their family and their country and the other families that live in the United States.
Absolutely. Well, very cool. What an amazing experience that you had.
Absolutely, and absolutely
very
incredible.
Cool.
But I also want to tell you something else. I also do a lot of work with the National Guard Youth Foundation, which is a part of the National Guard as well. And they do it's a really great, great organization. They have like a 90% success rate. We have like 30 chapters all over the country. And I'm a celebrity spokesperson as well as Trisha Yearwood, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Lorenzo Lamas, and NASCAR is obviously a real big supporter of it as well. And it gives these kids a second chance at life. These kids have come from, they've dropped out of high school, been doing drugs, alcohol, their parents are in prison. Every horror story you can think of has happened. And this organization gives these kids a second chance. They get back into high school, and they learn a military lifestyle. And they're there for 6 months. Now, they don't have to go into the military, but many of them choose to go into it. I mean, otherwise, you know, there's some of them that go off to aeronautical school, but some have gone into cosmetology school. It's really a wonderful organization that the military has started and supported, and you know, it's a great thing to really help get our kids off the streets and things like that. So I'm busy, and I'm busy doing what I love.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, that is very, very cool.
So it's easy to talk about for sure.
Absolutely. Let's see. I want to also mention, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your debut album, Trying to Be Me, and where can we go to purchase this album?
Sure. Trying to Be Me, actually, it's kind of fitting the whole title, I think. I think, you know, in life we're always trying to figure out who we really are. And, you know, sometimes it takes a couple tries to really figure out who you are. And I think that with my first album called Trying to Be Me, I think it really incorporates a lot of different sides of life, maybe things and some things that I've gone through. There's some happy things. There's some sad things. And then there's things that, you know, that touch your heart that, wow, you never thought of it that way, or just some real issue kind of songs as well. But, you know, I really do. I think we all are trying to figure out our path. And I think that it's not when you get there, it's how you get there. I think it's always something that my grandmother always said to me. She's like, you know, it's the little things that you experience along the way.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and it's, you know, it's the little, it's the mountains you climb, or it's the different path you decided to take. So I think that's what's really kind of fitting in that sense. But I'm working on some new stuff, too, that it's neat. I'm out in L.A., me and my three birds, the crazy bird lady, we transferred to L.A., so I guess the birds went rodeo to rodeo, I guess, or something like that. I've been out here working with a really great producer, Rob Bolt, who produced Fergie and some things on Paula Abdul, DeBrat, and Christina Aguilera. and on and on, really amazing guy. And it's been neat to collaborate and bring some different worlds together. And I wanted to, you know, like we said, trying to be me, you know, I wanted to kind of change some things up. And I love music. I love all different kinds of music. I mean, my CD collection goes from classical music to rap to pop to country to blues, I mean, or jazz. I mean, it goes on to everything. Because I think that's really taking all those different things in, I think, is what makes you who you are. And I kind of wanted to incorporate a lot of that into this new record. And so it's just been a kind of learning experience and really discovering and like choose your own adventure book, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different paths and yeah, I just, it's been fun to be creative. And I know it's probably taken a little long, but you know, I think that's when you know it's a gem, is when it takes a little longer and you really figure out, okay, this is what I want to say. This is what number two is going to say.
Exactly. Wow, that is so, so cool. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to hear this new album and get my hands on it.
Well, we will get it to you as soon as it's finished, for sure.
Awesome. Super exciting. Very, very cool. Also, can you tell us a little bit about the show True Country?
Oh, yeah, True Country. It's great. It's a www.truecountry.tv. And what it is, it's a really great online webisode or web series that you can go on and kind of learn the nooks and crannies about your favorite country artists. It really, and it's like the first online country music television entertainment channel that you can really get to know your favorite country stars. And for me, like, you know, it's fun to be able to ask your peers. I mean, because I'm sitting there talking with my peers, so it's been fun. Like, I usually like to do like a theme per interview that I, or a theme per event. So like when we did country radio seminar, I asked everybody, so what is one thing when you're on the road that you can't live without? And, you know, some people said their phone or their makeup or their hairspray.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would have said is makeup and hairspray. But like my T-shirt or my favorite guitar or something like that. And, of course, Mark Wills gets up there and he's like, well, I couldn't live without toilet paper. And I had to, like, I was crying. I couldn't handle it. I was laughing so hard. I was like, because he went on this whole dissertation about toilet paper. He's like, you know when it gets jammed up in there? And I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. And I'm like, just keep talking because I can't breathe. And so just go. I mean, he was a laugh riot. So, I mean, and it was neat. It's fun when people play with things. But it's really neat to be able to find out the little things that you won't necessarily find out on a fan site or on their website or things like that. It's kind of fun. And plus, they're my friends and they're my peers. So it's been an exciting thing.
Absolutely. So truecountry.tv. I posted it in the chat room on our website so everyone could just check it all out.
Thank you.
Very, very exciting. Anytime. Very exciting. Let's see here. Also, can you give everyone the link to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's laurabryna.com is the website. With all those W's, www.laurabryna.com. I know, it's like a mouthful. I don't know how they, www.
I know.
But we got Twitter, Laura Bryna Twitter. We got all that, and Facebook, and iLike, and you can check us out on all of those. We've always, I'm always Twittering and talking about the different things, the crazy things the birds do and I do all day long. And so, yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's neat. I think it's really neat that all this the social networking. I mean, it gets you really close as the artist or the entertainer, really close to your fan. I mean, I think that they really get to know who you are and what makes you tick, and you get to respond back. So that's on a more closer level than just, you know, a fan club or something like that. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause, you know, and fan clubs are great. They're awesome. But it's neat to, you know, to have interaction all the time, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, being on the fan end of it, we appreciate it so much when, you know, our favorite artist or, you know, actress and et cetera, when they take the time out of their busy schedules to, you know, tweet with us or message with us. And I think that's always the best thing to keep in touch. So I think that's really, really cool.
Well, yeah, I think it's great, too. I think it's a really neat thing that has started.
Absolutely. And now they have stuff where you could do it on your phone and everything on the go.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it when you drive.
Oh, yeah. No tweeting and driving, people.
Don't tweet and drive.
Definitely. Let's see. And also, as you mentioned, you love birds.
Yes.
And you have some very special ones.
I do. I have three birds. They're my kids. I mean, I feel like I gave birth to them. But yeah, they're my whole life. As my mom says, she says when she dies, she wants to come back as one of Laura's birds because she said they're better taken care of than any human being. yeah. So I mean, there's like more bird food in my house than there is human food. I have, and this is a little craziness, but so I have Tyler, Harmony, and Snuggles. Tyler's my Congo African Grey, and Harmony's my little Senegal parrot, and then Snuggles is a lesser sulfur crested cockatoo who happens to be the diva of the group. Harmony's the little clown, and Tyler's our big talker. But, yeah, like, I have a shower perch for them. They get in the shower with me, and they have different shampoos and conditioners. Yeah, I know. I'm nutty. I get it. I totally get it. In fact, yeah, my dentist actually uses a picture of Snuggle, who is holding dental floss and flossing her beak, and my dentist uses that at his office to show the little kids that, look, if Snuggle can do this, you can do it too. And so they start flossing their beak, but that would be really funny. No. Their teeth while Snuggle flosses her beak. So, but yeah, so it's fun. I mean, you know, and we have a lot of fun, and they definitely, you don't need TV in my house. They constantly are talking and singing and carrying away, and they dance, and yeah, it's like a band here.
That is so cute.
Is
so cute.
So, and it's been weird. So like, they've been interviewed on a lot of different things too. Like they have like a career of their own, which isn't really something that I tended to do, like needed or wanted to do. I mean, I was just, but people, it's, you know, it's, as you talking about fans, it's like, you know, like they send toys or things when it's Harmony's birthday. I mean, you know, they know that those are my kids, you know, and they know, and to me that means so much to me that they're like, oh, tell Harmony I said happy birthday, or we hope it's a great one. I mean, that means so much to me, you know, when, I mean, your fans know that what means a lot to you and that they're family, and then your fans are your extended family. I mean, it's nice to have a big, big family, but so, I mean, that means a whole lot to me. And in fact, this is just a little story that happened on a couple days before Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am the crazy bird lady. I mean, you know, most people take their birds in once a year just to have a little checkup. Laura's nuts, and she takes them in twice. And so I was getting ready to, you know, pay my bill or whatever up with the receptionist. And, of course, all the different vets are coming out and playing with the birds because they're like, oh, my gosh, your birds are so well-behaved. And I was like, yeah, they better be. But and this guy comes out, and he's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, you have three? I said, yeah. I said, I'm the crazy bird lady of L.A. now, I guess, or wherever I am. But, I mean, we still are in Nashville, too. But they he was like, oh. I said, yeah, I'm crazy. And I said, well, oh, what do you have? And he said, oh, well, I have a green cheek conure. And I said, wow, you must have a really loud house. And he said, not right now. And I said, why? What happened? And he said, well, my bird fell onto the ground, and I stepped on it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh. I said, is he okay? I mean, is there anything broken? He's like, well, we don't really know. He's limping a little bit. I got some of the medicine, and I really couldn't afford the x-ray, so we're just going to watch it for the time being. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, wow. I said, you know, he'll be fine. I know things are going to work out. And so because I have to go to an avian vet, my vet took him into the room and wanted to talk to him about his bird and everything like that. And I turned to the receptionist and I said, you know, Tyler harmed me, Snuggles and I would like to pay for the x-ray. And the woman said, because he said that he couldn't afford to pay for the x-ray, he said, you know, I can't afford to pay for the x-ray, so we're just going to take it as it is and see what happens. And I said, and that's when he went into the vet. He was saying that as he was going in. And I said, you know, and so I turned to the receptionist and I did say, I was like, look, you know, we would like to pay for that x-ray. And she said, wow, oh my gosh, you know, let me go talk. I said, no. I said, he doesn't need to know that it was us. I said, we want to do this and we want to help, you know, we want to help him. And, you know, and it makes me cry again. I certainly hope that if I were in that position, that somebody would do that for me, because I know what my birds mean to me. And they're my whole world. I would go without clothes or food for my birds. I mean, they're my whole world. And she said, you know, and then the receptionist was tearing up, and I said, we just want to do this. I said, look, just take my credit card and just rip it up when you're finished. And so she called me in the car and just said, oh, look, you know, we've done that. The transaction went through, and we just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate this, and that the owner was so taken, you know, was moved to tears and taken away with what you've done. And I said, well, I said, we have to help people. I said, I feel like I'm here to help people, and whether it's through music or their bird or whatever it is, I want to help and give back. And so I got a really nice card in the mail for Valentine's Day from my vet saying that we expect the bird to make a speedy recovery. The x-ray showed that nothing was broken. So that was really good. And he said, you know, this is the nicest Valentine's Day present that we've had. And so thank you for your kindness. And, you know, it just, you know, whether it's, you know, you go with the military, Japan, music, the birds, whatever it is, you have to help and give back. And whether it's your time, your energy, whether you can give monetarily, whatever it is, I don't know. That was something that was my father always said to me, you know, give back and help people. And so that's been something that's been really important to me and the babies. Sorry, that was
absolutely a
really long answer.
No, you did a great deed. I think that is so cute. What a cute story. Love it.
Thank you.
That is so good.
Well,
and
so
then
we're
actually absolutely very happy ending. I'm glad they're doing better though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We are actually running out of time. I think we only have 7 minutes left.
Oh, I'm sorry. I talk a lot.
Oh, no, definitely not. I loved your story. But I really, really want to ask this one last question here, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to know, in your I Don't Have a Thing to Wear video, there is a beautiful, beautiful bird in the bathtub scene. Is that one of your birds?
That's Snuggle.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, that's Snuggle.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
I noticed it too. And if you look at
the
Make-A-Wish video, Harmony's in there.
Oh my goodness,
but
that is so
really
cute.
Close.
They are superstars.
Right?
You
have to look really closely on the swing set and you'll see him. You'll see him just sitting there perched on it, yeah. So, yeah, they have their own career. They've been in the New York Times and Bird Talk magazine and been on TV. And
oh, my goodness.
So funny.
That is so, so
because
cute.
Because of my fans, because they want to know about them. So it's just really, really great. So they love them,
absolutely,
too.
That is so cute. Well, I wish you continued success and your birds.
Thank you.
Anytime. And I had so much fun talking with you. And come back anytime. I loved talking with you, and I think you're just fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. I think you're quite a gem as well. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
I would love to come chat when the new music's ready, and definitely would love to debut with you all. So if that's cool with you, we'd love to do that. And maybe Tyler
definitely
will say something then.
I would love it.
So,
absolutely.
They may sing and dance.
Come back anytime.
Okay. thank you for your time, and thank
Sweet.
You so much.
Thank
and,
you.
And we really appreciate it.
Thank you so, so much. And it was an honor talking to you. I'm a big fan.
Oh, yay. Well, thank you. Well, we love our fans, and thank you. And have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Awesome. We actually are going to play one of Laura Brenna's, one of her songs. We're going to play it out here. So set it on fire. Laura Brenna is going to be playing us out here. Her song, Set It On Fire.
Sitting on the couch late at night, looking out the window at the streetlight. A wine bottle in a paper sack, half empty on the floor. I've laid down about three times, sleep ain't never took my mind. 'Cause all this stuff reminds me of you. Only one thing I know. Break it down. Let all those photographs go up in smoke. I know I never live it down till it's all black ashes laying on the ground. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm telling you, it's time to hold it on out in the field. Only way I know to kill this pain. Kick it out the back of my truck, stack it up. Let emotion start this thing. Dump it down with some kerosene. Didn't think of you one last time.
Thanks for tuning in.